Now, here's the next question. And sans moi maintenant classe ça n'a posé question mais c'est Bible qui va répondre. Now, si que la Bible définit Dieu comme esprit, n'est-ce pas? The next question is what is spirit, right? Right? Doesn't that make sense? That makes a lot of sense. Parce que si on dit comme ça Dieu est esprit, but we need to know what is spirit because spirit in itself is complex. And the Bible will answer for us. Dans Luc chapitre 24, verset 39, lorsque Jésus finit ressusciter la parole à disciples, Jésus parle bon définition de l'esprit. Jésus dit comme ça, voyez mes mains et mes pieds, c'est bien moi. Touchez-moi et voyez. Un esprit n'a ni chair ni os, comme vous voyez que j'ai. Now, let's do the English. Luke chapter 24, verse 39. It says, look at my hands and my feet. Is it myself? I'm sorry, it is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Now, how does Jesus define spirit? Trasbatem. According to Luke 24:39. A spirit does not. Now hold on. A spirit does not, based on the verse, Luke 24:39, what is the best definition of spirit? A spirit does not. Yes. A spirit does not have flesh and bones. Isn't that clear? That's pretty clear. Now, if there is no flesh and no bones, what does that mean? Is the spirit visible or invisible? Invisible. You won't be able to see it. Are you with me? Now, when I'm giving exam, those are the questions that I'm going to ask. And the best thing about it, it's all in the verse. I will not make it up. You're going to find it in the verse. So here's what we learned today. We learned Jesus, the Bible teaches us this morning that God is spirit and truth, and spirit has no flesh and bones. Isn't that wonderful? So when we go outside, we can define God, and we can tell people what spirit is based on the Bible. And to me, this is great. Now, ceci veut dire que un esprit pas un corps. Li incorporel. C'est ça, ça veut dire, no flesh, no bones. Li incorporel, and at the same time, li invisible. You can't see it. So far, so good. You cannot see it. Now, the fact that God is spirit, right? Bon Dieu, c'est esprit. And nous pas ka wè li. Li pote nous pas ka touche li. Li pote nous a posé tête nous des questions. Qui ça vle di que Dieu créa l'homme à son image? Right? That raised my eyebrows because God does not have any bones, no flesh. Now, I was created in his image. Genesis 1:27 tells us that we were created, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Now, when we talk about image, what do we see? What is an image? Qu'est-ce qu'on imagine? No, the question is, what is an image? Exactly. That's why this question is so fundamental. On image son baye ke nou ka wè, c'est une forme que lié. Now, Genesis 1:27 dit comme ça que nous créé à l'image de Dieu. Now, is there a contradiction there? Now, let's see what the Bible says so that we can understand what the Bible means by image of God, because God is spirit. The best reference is Ephesians 4:23-24. Ephesians 4:23-24 a expliqué nous qui ça ça veut dire être formé à l'image de Dieu. It's explaining to us this is what it means by it. Parce que nous pas veut dire comme ça que image c'est en forme, les on dit l'homme fait à l'image de Dieu, une contradiction. Non, he is what it meant. L'apôtre Paul dit comme ça à être renouvelé dans l'esprit. Soulignez l'esprit. Qui est l'esprit? Dieu est esprit. À être renouvelé dans l'esprit de votre intelligence et à revêtir l'homme nouveau créé selon Dieu esprit dans une justice et une sainteté que produit la vérité. Ephesians 4:23-24 answers the question. Man, what does it mean? Explains Genesis 1:27. Genesis 1:27 says that God created mankind in his own image. What does that mean, being created in God's image? Ephesians 4:23-24 answers that question for us. And how does Ephesians answer the question? How? What kind of image, qui genre de ressemblance que nous gagnons à bon Dieu? Intelligence. Now, this is important. Son ressemblance intellectuelle, parce que lui parlait de l'intelligence, right? And what else? Qui l'autre bagarre encore, selon Ephésiens 4:23-24, qui définit pour nous, qui fait expliquer nous, qui sa image là? What is the image? Image. What kind of image? Non, nous dit ça déjà. Intelligence, ensuite tu parlais de la sainteté. Ok, now hold on a second. Justice et sainteté. Class baptême, I'd like you to read Ephesians 4:23-24. Ephesians 4:23-24. La réponse question que l'homme créé à l'image de Dieu. Qui sa image là veut dire? What is image? Ephesians 4:23-24 tells us, okay, this is what image is. What is the image according to Ephesians? Okay, what does that mean, being created in God's image? Huh? Yeah, that's one of them, but yeah, be smart intellectually, yes. Intellectuellement, nous ressembler avec bon Dieu sur le plan de l'intelligence. That's one. Sous garde Ephésiens, Ephesians 4:23-24 says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. See, the minds is in plural. So it is a spiritual image that the Bible is talking about. It is an intellectual image that the Bible is talking about. First and secondly, it's a moral image. C'est une image intellectuelle, the mind, et une image morale. Pour quelle raison on dit moral? Why do we say it's moral? Why? Parce que dans verset 24, là, on dit qui ça? On dit justice et sainteté. Parce que deux caractéristiques, ça fait partie de la morale. Conduite ou. Et la vérité. Un monde qui a pas menti, c'est un monde qui n'a pas une bonne conduite. So the image of God is the intellectual aspect of man and the moral aspects of man. Intellectual aspects, the verse says intelligence, minds. And moral aspect, the text says righteousness and holiness. So, Brother David, you are right. One of your answers was correct when you says holiness. That's the morality of man. So, what do we learn today? What we learn today is that God is spirit. And spirit is invisible. Spirit is invisible. Why do we say it's invisible? Because he has no bones, no flesh. Now, it seems to be contradictory when Genesis 1:27 says that man was created in the image of God. Image is a form. We can say an image. Now we have to investigate. We have to research what it means to be made in the image of God. And we search from Ephesians chapter 4, 23, 24. We see the image here is the intellectual image. The image is a moral image, not a physical image, not a visible image. Are you with me? Because in that text, it talks about holiness, which is the moral part of man. What does moral mean? Moral. What does it mean to be moral? Anybody? Brother David, what does that mean to be moral? Sister Joanne? Brother David, you want to try again? Brother Honore, do you agree? He said to be moral is to be humble. Do you agree with him? What does that mean to be moral? To be moral is omun ki moral, someone ki gen bon conduit. A good conduct, good behavior, that's moral. Somebody who's lying is not moral. It's immoral. Somebody who's stealing is not moral. Somebody who's violent is not moral. Somebody who's not holy is not moral. So, l'on a parlé ici de l'image de Dieu. La Bible référait à la capacité intellectuelle et morale de l'homme. Capacité intellectuelle, c'est l'habilité d'apprendre, the ability to learn. Et capacité morale de l'homme, c'est habilité de se conduire très bien dans la société, de suivre les lois, follow the rules, be obedient. Wherever you go, you are an example, a model. This is moral. Are you with me? So that's the image of God. So ici, nous, l'apôtre Paul définit image de Dieu comme la capacité intellectuelle et la capacité morale de l'homme. Are you with me? And that's important. Une ressemblance intellectuelle et morale. Et j'avais texte à dire en connaissance, en justice et en sainteté. Any question here? We learned a lot of things this morning, right? Basic, but a lot. Any question from class bottom? So if I ask anyone to define God, what would you say? Go ahead. Who said first? Who was speaking first? Onoe? Go ahead. Speak louder. Yes, according to? Yes. Here we talk about two verses. Here we talk about first is John chapter 4, 24. Second is Luke 24:39. Remember the verses. Because if I just said it, what you said is correct. But remember, whoever is listening to me, what is it that they're going to say? Where do you find it? If you cannot tell where you find it, the guy might say, you're lying. You got no proof. So it is important to say that, look, according to John chapter 4, 24, God is spirit. According to Luke 24, verse 39, the spirit has no bones nor flesh. Therefore, the spirit is invisible. Hey, now you're talking, because you're talking substance here, huh? You're calling your verses. You reference the Bible. Huh? When you reference the Bible, you give weight and authority to what you're saying. Are you with me? Nous comprenons ça, M. Théa? Lorsqu'on fait référence à la Bible, à des textes bibliques, ça qu'on a dit a gain plus force, il a une autorité. Parce que il sorti directement dans la Bible. Now, can anyone explain to me Genesis 1:27? Est-ce qu'on est capable d'expliquer pour moi Genèse chapitre 1, verset 27? Qui ça l'a dit, non? Class bottom first. Go ahead, brother David. Do not be afraid to talk, because this is a class and it's time to talk. It's not a sermon, it's a lesson. we can talk. What does Genesis 1:27 mean? Okay, God created man in his own image. This is what the Bible says, but what does it mean? Uh-huh, say that louder because it's good what you're saying.
He created us in intelligence and holiness.
You see? Intelligence and holiness. This is outstanding here. According to what verse in the Bible? Image à son image morale et intellectuelle selon qui verset? Ephésiens 4, verset 23 et 24. Now, ça que nous devons faire, nous devons prendre Genèse 1, 27, nous mettons le bon Ephésiens 4, 23, 24, parce qu'il explique le texte là. It explains it. Parce que yon nan ba yon moun pa fè jodi, a yon pa explique yon bagay nan context biblique. Yon Dieu dit ça yon te kontande longtemps, alors que si moun ki te kon ap di la pa kon ki sa l'ap di. You see, you carrying on 20 years of errors. So if you answer it based on the Bible, you got the real stuff. Because the Bible says it and not me. And what you're saying has weight and power. Now, nous fin dit tout ça, nous dit que si bon Dieu c'est esprit, bon Dieu invisible. Now, here's the question. Le fait que bon Dieu invisible, le fait que bon Dieu esprit pas expliqué que le pas qu'à manifester, va vrai? Yes. God se manifeste. L'esprit se manifeste de l'invisible en forme vie. Visible. Class baptême nous avec moi. Although God is spirit, but God can be manifested. C'est ce qu'on appelle la manifestation de l'esprit. Amen. Now let's get a verse from the Bible that shows how God manifests itself. We have many texts. Let's start with Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. Exode chapter 24, 9 à 10. God is spirit, he is invisible, however, he manifests itself. Ça veut dire qu'il est capable de faire mon wèli. OK? Exodus 24, 9 and 10. Anyone found it? Go ahead, Sister Joanne. Very interesting text. Verse 10, that's where we're going to come, okay? Est-ce que vous avez lu en français? Bon, Luc Nier? Ou j'ai un texte là? Luc 20. Ok. On m'a là, j'ai un texte là? Luc 20, Exode 24? Verset 10. Verset 9 et 10. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Here's the question. What is the question here? The Bible already defines for us that God is invisible. And now Exodus 24:10 says that somebody saw God. Right? Right? That's what verse 10 said. And saw the God of Israel under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli. That's a person. This is a visible person, right? It seems to be, right? A visible person. This is what we call in theology anthropomorphism. 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 Anthropos, human, formé, form, la forme d'un homme. The form or the image of a man. This is a concept, a theological concept. Côté bon Dieu montré li sous forme de un monde. Li gen droit la voix de Dieu. Par exemple là, nous c'est les pieds de Dieu, the God's foot. Right? Isn't that what the verse says? Dieu Exodus 24:10. And saw the God of Israel under his feet was something like a pavement. En français, il dit comme ça, il vire le Dieu d'Israël sous ses pieds. Si n'a parlé de vire ses pieds, nous capable dire ça a un droit contraire avec définition de Dieu comme esprit invisible. But li pas contraire. Parce que en pile fois dans la Bible, il a utilisé l'anthropomorphisme. Anthropomorphism, it's a way of God to manifest itself, himself in human form. It is the manifestation of God in human form. Anthropomorphism. You should write it down. I'm not going to ask for, it's not going to be in the quiz, but it is good to know that each time que bon Dieu manifeste sous la forme d'un homme, il y a ça l'anthropomorphisme. Et nous jouons ça en pile dans la Bible. Non seulement que nous jouons dans le contexte Exode 24, mais également nous allons dans le contexte Nombre, chapitre 12, le verset 7. Côté la parole de Dieu a parlé, il n'en est pas ainsi de mon serviteur Moïse, il est fidèle toute ma maison, dans toute ma maison, mon capable, c'est l'Éternel. Now, Numbers chapter 12, verse 8 says, je lui parle bouche à bouche, qui mon capable là? L'Éternel, oui. Now, what human part that is being used here for God? Nombre 12, le verset 8, je lui parle bouche à bouche. La bouche. So, nan Nombre chapitre 24, nous gardons nous bon Dieu gen pied, right? According to the text. Nous gardons nous li gen bouche selon Nombre chapitre 12 verset 8, but tout ça yo c'est l'expression ou encore la manifestation de Dieu sous forme humaine. There's a lot of it. Like Dieu parle, ainsi parle l'Éternel, les prophètes. Dieu est esprit, mais il se manifeste aussi sous des formes humaines. Do you understand that, church? I mean, a class baptême. I like you to underscore Numbers chapter 12, verse 8, and also Exodus chapter 24, verse 10. Parce que ni Exode 24, 10, ni Nombre 12, 8, yo c'est exemple de manifestation de Dieu sous la forme humaine. Although God is invisible, but God manifests himself. Many different ways. But yon la da yo li manifeste el sous forme de l'homme. Nous gade nan Exode 24, verset 10, nous est le mot pied utilisé. Qui sa pied yé? Son parti de l'homme. Nan Nombre chapitre 12, verset 8, nous est bouche utilisé. Parce que Nombre chapitre 12, verset 8 dit comme ça, l'Éternel dit comme ça, li parle à Moïse bouche à bouche. En version anglaise, a dit comme ça, God spoke to Moses face to face. So different version. Let's say bouche à bouche en français, lui c'est qu'on dit bouche à bouche, mais l'autre traduction anglais, il dit face to face, ça veut dire visage à visage comme ça. God manifests itself, himself like humans under the human form. That's anthropomorphism. Repeat after me. Anthropomorphism. One more time. Anthropomorphism. One more time. Anthropomorphism. You got anthropos, qui signifie man, formé, qui signifie form or shape. All right? Now, we're going to continue with this lesson next Sunday. We're going to continue with this lesson. The text that we have for today is John chapter 4, verse 24, and that's the text that we're going to teach class baptême, and that's the text for the Bible class. Côté Jean chapitre 4, verset 24, il dit comme ça, Dieu est esprit, il faut que ceux qui l'adorent, l'adorent en esprit et en vérité. Okay, on a dit encore, Jean chapitre 4, verset 24. Dieu est esprit et il faut que ceux qui l'adorent, l'adorent en esprit et en vérité.